Yeah, I forgot to start the recording.
Okay. About what time would you be doing that?
Probably in the morning, like late morning before lunch, Central Standard
Time. What time is that? Because I'm on the Eastern Standard Time.
I don't want to give you a time because I might not do it at the right time, but I'll call you before lunch.
Okay. I'll figure that out. Because that you're about 2 hours ahead of me, right?
An hour or so.
Behind, I mean.
Or behind, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that'll give me an estimate. All right, that'll work.
All right.
I appreciate your help.
Oh, sure.
Maybe we can have some good news instead of some all this bad news, huh?
Yeah. Yep, and I think Ollie looks like he's able to come on.
Good.
So let's wait for him to come on. So I'll just let him know. Okay, so we got that, yeah. So anybody else have any general comments about Quorum Observers? No? Okay.
I will say about my situation, I had called you a month or so ago saying that I was possibly going to be arrested because of my entering into the courts in the manner that I have, and God totally relinquished me of that, so I'm free and clear. Okay, but I do appreciate
awesome.
All the information you gave me. It was a big help.
Awesome. Well, looks like Ollie's on, and Ollie, if you want to talk about what's going on there, you know, if you need anything too, you want to reach out to people. I think we all really appreciate that.
Hello. Hello, am I muted?
No, you're open.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get Robert Bristow on here, too. He's out there. My updates I'm getting from, you know, like videos and whatnot. But Robert, I just asked him if he'd come on. He's out there in the thick of things. Okay, in the last few days, they've been putting the defense witnesses on the stand. Okay, a lot of truths are coming out. The Judge Anna is coaching the prosecutors about every question. There's objection, and she is sustaining the objection. They don't want the truth to come out.
Wait,
Judge Anna.
Oh, Judge Anna Von Ritz?
No, Judge Anna Brown.
Oh, Anna Brown, okay. I'm like, what's Anna Von Ritz doing on that side, you know?
Yeah, that gets confusing when you say Judge Anna Brown.
Yeah,
anyway,
Anna Brown.
She is no longer pretending, okay? She's all out in the open. And in fact, two or three times she said objection sustained, and the prosecutors hadn't even said objection yet. It's all that they're stifling the truth as much as they can. Okay. But their case is totally falling apart. In fact, yesterday, Kelly put out a video last night. Yesterday afternoon, she was with Jeanette Finnicum in the courthouse, you know, in the bottom by the windows in the foyer type. Marshall come up and asked her if she'd come with him. He led her around the corner back into a private hall where she couldn't have no witnesses. A couple other guards, Marshall come up and blocked the hallway so nobody could get in. He chewed her out for a post she made exposing some stuff that was going on in the courtroom. Okay. He intimidated her and said she shouldn't be posting that stuff on Facebook. Okay, to start off with, that was not a public post. That was through friends to even for them to have anything to say about it. They have to have a warrant. They have to have a warrant on that.
Well, besides all of that, it's a public courtroom. And
yes.
Anything that's public courtroom, we the people own it, and we have the right to record and report anything that's going on there in the interest of the people.
Yes, they are court observers. They are court observers, exactly, Robert. So anyway, like I'm saying, they're that right now they are on defense and we are on offense, and the defense witnesses are coming out with all the truth. They've totally disproven the weapons charges. Well, I'd say 80% of the weapons charges. They've totally disproved the charge of impeding federal officers to come to work, because employees have got up and testified they went to work, for Pete's sake. Okay, the case has fallen apart. So they're trying to stifle all the evidence. And anything you want to add to that? This is the court observers' conference room, Robert. I forgot to tell you that, but it is very important that they know that, the court observers, they have the right to record.
Absolutely.
And walk it and make affidavits on what they record in that courtroom.
Absolutely. Now, I can add that today Michelle Fiore, the senator from the state of Nevada, testified, and the judge actually told her not to be interpreting the law because she wasn't qualified. She writes the law. She better be qualified.
So I caught part of that individual. What happened? Did the judge tell her to go sit down, or what happened to the end of that?
I haven't got the end of it yet either. I got to find out. I hope that Mumford laid some words on her. But the head of the PPN, the Pacific Patriots Network, testified today too about how he led a convoy of 19 vehicles there. Said yes, they had guns for their own protection, but they were there as a buffer between the FBI and the protesters to make sure there was no trouble. And he also testified on all the ammunition that the feds were trying to make a big deal out of, how much ammunition was fired. And he testified that in practice, because he teaches gun safety and shooting, and he says, in practice, we often go through 2,000 to 3,000 rounds each. He says, so what they found out there was nothing. Just nothing at all, hardly. And also, another thing that happened today is a woman that supposedly had been a paid informant out there, supposed to testify for the prosecutors. She's testifying for the good guys, for the Bundys. Another one changes sides.
Yep.
That's Mama Bear.
Yeah. Now, I have to ask you, what do you think is one of the biggest lessons you learned as a courtroom observer? Maybe something went into day one that now you look back on and say, why did I do that, or I should have done this a little bit differently?
Well, you know, there's always something that comes up. And what I find is I can't hear everything well enough to take notes and stuff. And so I always wish I had some kind of device that they would allow me to use to where I could raise the volume. But Now, I guess somebody goes in with a hearing aid, they may allow that. You might be able to turn it up loud enough. In this court, they're pretty strict on cameras. They check you over really good. It's pretty hard to get anything in. But I think overall, just what I have found is by being in nice clothes, button-down shirt, and tie, and a nice suit always looks good. But you wear a badge, even if you have to make it yourself. And I made my own by taking my driver's license, making a photocopy of it in color, and I put it on a piece of paper, and at the top I wrote courtroom observer. At the bottom I wrote nationallibertyalliance.org. And then I put it in plastic, and I put a clip on it to where I can wear that as my badge. It's got my picture, got my information. I've never had any of them want to look at it up close. They've all recognized me as being a courtroom observer. And I have actually had the honor of scaring the hell out of some of them, because on one case that I was sitting in on, when they finally called the defendant up that I was there for, the prosecutor to the judge says, "I have a grave concern about this case." He says, "In the courtroom has been a court observer for the last couple of days, all day long, sitting taking notes." And he says, "I believe that it's in the best interest of Oregon if we dismiss all these charges on this man." And they did.
Wow. You know, and so, I keep telling people this, that just even your presence there, taking notes, you could be drawing pictures and cartoons. It scares right. them so much.
It does. I mean, you, there's nothing they can say about it. You're not taking pictures. They don't allow you to take pictures. You have the right to, but they're pretty strong against letting you. But if you're sitting there, it doesn't matter what you're writing, as long as you look like you're writing down the judge's name and information from, and every, you know, how you conduct yourself. You don't cause any commotions or anything. You just sit there peacefully. But I always make a big show of taking notes. I make sure the clipboard is up to where the judge and everybody can see it, and they see my hand moving like I'm taking notes, whether I am or not. And they notice. And the prosecutor in this case that where they dismissed the charges, he kept walking up and down the aisle, and he didn't look directly at me at all, ever. But he was looking at me out of the corner of his eye, and he was nervous. And on this particular one, you know, there was no victim, so there was no crime. And so he knew that they were going to catch hell over this one, that one.
Yeah, absolutely. So, no, I really appreciate you telling us that. You know, it's really great to hear that, you know, just even by being there, and I tell people this again, just you're making a difference in somebody's case. So,
absolutely.
Let me add some more stuff to that. Now, my experience or my learning in this process is coming from other people's experience and what they're saying and putting in videos and whatnot. But let me say this, from what I've learned, go in there, be totally quiet. Do not make eye contact with the marshals. And for Pete's sake, don't go up and say to the marshal, "Hey, did you notice those hand signals between the FBI and the witnesses?" You don't talk to the marshals. Now, that's a big no-no. You might get arrested.
Okay. You might ask how he knows that.
Hello?
Well, up in Montana, I stared a U.S. Marshal down. But my conflict with the marshal wasn't what got thrown me out of court. But I got thrown out of court along with Sergeant Moe and a couple others. But I'm going by Jennifer, what's her name, story out there where she walked up to the marshal. And the marshal didn't say nothing. She said that when she walked out, the marshal followed her back out and threatened to arrest her if she come in the courthouse again. Well, it's finally straightened out. But you just want to be totally obtrusive, you know, and don't challenge anybody. Don't talk. Don't make any noise. They don't like noise. Just be a mouse. Just be a mouse over in the corner. But take very accurate notes.
You don't have to make any noise. You don't have to say anything to anybody. Just your presence there scares the hell out of them.
Yeah. Well, they're the thing. They've been operating in the dark all for years and years and years. And now with all these court observers and with the people across the street waving flags and hauling through bullhorns and all this and that, the light in that courtroom is becoming more and more and more. Okay, and they know that these court observers they got in there now are know what they are doing. They know what to look for, and they're making accurate records because they've seen some of the affidavits they've made. So, and like I say, that they are on the defensive right now. They are getting very, very afraid. And, well, let me try to finish the Michelle Fiore story. I might have it wrong. But anyway, if I remember right, it was, the judge told Fiore that she doesn't know the law in Mumford, and Mumford said, oh, are you trying to tell me that what she's saying is not right? And the judge says, I'm just telling her that's just her opinion of the law. So anyway, it wound up where Mr. Fiore stood up, blew a kiss to the jury, and said thank you. And the judge stood up and said, go sit down.
Oh my gosh, what was
Sorry
that?
About that. Somebody's wireless call was giving feedback. So continue on.
Anyway. When she had totally got to the judge, so Michelle Fiore stood up and she looked over at the jury and blew him a kiss and mouthed thank you. And I guess the judge stood up, waved her arms and said, go sit down. So you see, that judge, she is about ready to lose it. With all the stress she is under, I'm looking for her to make one big mistake.
Well, she's already made a bunch of mistakes. She's lawyering from the bench.
Yeah.
She's allowed one of the Fed witnesses to sit in the courtroom for the total thing. And that's a big no-no.
FBI's guy sat there all this time.
And also, they've been signaling from the prosecutor's table to their witnesses.
Yeah.
Communicating with them, which is a no-no. So there's been a lot of things that's been wrong. Now, the only thing I can say on this case is, every one of the witnesses that the prosecution put up was made to go back and admit that what they testified to was hearsay, except for Sheriff Ward. And there they caught him lying at least three times.
Yeah.
And they brought him back, the defense brought him back to go back over that stuff with him. He was running a little scared on that one.
Well, on his lies, actually, they actually got to show some video of his interview with Allman, and you caught him in a bold lie, bold-faced lie.
Oh, yes. And so the I tell you, the defense is putting on some fabulous witnesses. And if there's a guilty, you know, if they find these people guilty, I will be forced to believe that the FBI paid off the jury handsomely. Because it's just impossible with what's come out for them to find these people guilty.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this, if I wasn't there, I wouldn't be able to keep quiet. This is so repugnant to humanity. It is so repugnant to justice. It is repugnant to what is right and wrong. But getting back to court observers, these gals out there that's writing all this stuff down and the court observers, they could put on a clinic. Is that they're just sitting here talking. Here's things to look for. It's hand signals from spectators. That know your spectators. Know if they're FBI. And know if they're friendly or foe. And watch for these signals or just signs. And watch for the lawyer or coaching from the judge's bench or from the prosecutor's bench. Just learn how to look for and log all this stuff down. Write it down. Every time it happens, write it down if you can with names and the circumstances. But just log all this. Log it. And like I've said before, try to get on it every day or two. Write an affidavit.
Yeah, you got to write an affidavit on every hearing you go to because, well, there's always a lack of due process. You're going to find that in every hearing you go into. But you're going to find other stuff, too, if you're watching.
Yeah. Questions?
No, I don't have any. I think that was excellent. I really appreciated your experience kind of sharing what you have to do as a courtroom observer. And, I don't have anything else. I really appreciate your time, the both of you.
Okay, well, I'm going to...
Yep.
Okay, thanks, guys. I'm going to hang up. Thanks, Ron, for coming on to help me there.
Yeah. Anytime, Ollie.
Okay, well, we'll see you later.
Have a good
Thanks,
one,
guys.
Carl.
Have a good night. See you, Carl.
See ya. Bye. Yeah, I think I'm actually going to end the call now, unless people have any closing comments. Does anybody have any closing comments they'd like to make? Okay, well, I'm going to end the call now. I appreciate everybody coming on, and I'll see you next week.